This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the best kind of speech. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z with me, Sister Zainab, on IB English Radio. And obviously the topic for today, the best kind of speech, is I always tend to think that speech is one of the most important things for us when we living together in society, living together with our families, because obviously words can do immense damage. And at the same time, on the other hand, words can also make a person's day, so really uplift them. Obviously, just a little smile or beautiful behaviors can also uplift a person. But sometimes it just takes a few words, just in a sense, a sincere salam to someone, or just a little, you know, with, a friend at uni or a work colleague who's of the same gender, even just like a sincere compliment or these little things make a huge difference for people. So I'm just going to use an example. So maybe things we should and shouldn't do. Also, so this is about speech. So this is also about how can we encourage people? How do we, you know, motivate people to just keep doing what they're doing, to do good work? So where maybe this is in the workplace, but also, for example, even in family, if we want family members to do something, we're trying to help them do something, we want to sort of like encourage them to just, you know, be more productive or just to put more effort in whatever it is they're doing, or even our university, the professors or the teachers at school want their students to just focus more, work a bit harder. So how can we do that? And so the famous Iranian martyr from the Holy Defense, by the name of Parviz Khosrow, who was loved by everyone, so he had a particular way of sort of dealing with people in his workplace and how to best encourage them. Welcome back. This is A to Z on RIB English Radio. And also I'm talking about how the best kind of speech, how to use speech if we want to motivate people to actually do things, encourage them. And so I was just starting to talk about a famous Iranian martyr, Parviz Khosrow, who was a general in the telecommunications unit. And so, for example, when he was trying to get his work colleagues to sort of do things, he would say, for example, that, and he would witness this. He would witness other people, for example, ordering and threatening people at work, and he would explain to them, look, that he didn't approve of that. That was not the way to sort of go about things. Instead, so his rule, what he would then explain to sort of his other sort of, I suppose, fellow commanders or other generals or sort of even colleagues, he would, for example, say that we should talk about morality. We should talk about the holy verse from the Quran. We should talk about humanity itself. And he would also always say we should use logic and we should be patient. So really, so it's the, and obviously now this is something I think most of us appreciate. And obviously we hear stories maybe from our parents' generation, grandparents, that, you know, at school it used to be very strict, for example. And so so they even used to have sort of physical punishment at school for obviously the students or children who were misbehaving. And obviously we've moved away from that. But obviously, for example, I've witnessed sort of obviously students at uni being told off by by the teachers for literally for an hour. I've seen a manager at a high school yell at another teacher in the corridor. You know, this is, we're not going to get people to do their best. when we behave like that. So we really do need to, yeah, and I like the idea that Paviso Hoshu mentioned. We use logic, we're patient, and we use the best speech, and obviously the best way of speaking, obviously it comes from the Quran, and then we look at, well, how would the Holy Prophet address people? How would he get everything? And obviously we know this is said about him in the Quran. Obviously he used the best speech, because if he hadn't used the best speech, no one would have, you know, he wouldn't have brought Muslim and the other people towards Islam. This is how we encourage, this is the only way we can encourage people, by using this best speech, and let's call it Quranic speech. So inshallah, you gain some insights from today, or just some reminders, and I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of A to Z here on Arabic English Radio, and farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.